Welcome to the Ringwood Publishing Podcast. I'm your host, Jess.
And I'm your host, Matilda, and each week we are joined by a series of authors, colleagues, and guests to talk about all things books and publishing. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Ringwood Publishing Podcast. I'm your host, Matilda.
And I'm your host, Jess.
And today we're joined by Maureen Cullen, last year's winner and runner-up of the Ringwood Short Story Competition. This year, Maureen is one of the judges of the competition, which is accepting entries until the 1st of December. Anyone who is Scottish, has lived in Scotland, or is currently living in Scotland are welcome to apply, and we particularly welcome entries from underrepresented voices or previously unpublished writers. Today, Maureen is here to talk to us about the competition, short story writing in general, as well as her own work. So welcome, Maureen.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the podcast. So you're an incredibly seasoned short story writer, and clearly the experience has paid off. So you didn't just win the 2022 short story competition, but you also won the runner-up award, which is an incredible achievement.
A bit greedy, to be honest with you.
I've read them and they were absolutely brilliant.
Very well deserved. So what got you into writing short stories in the first place?
I'd left my job as a social worker and was looking for something to do, and it was a friend suggested writing and doing a course at the Open University. So I did a couple of courses at the Open University and found I had a real interest in it. So I went on to do a master's, and that's where I really started to write short stories.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, change of career.
Yeah, that's great.
Obviously paying off as well. That's inspirational.
Yeah, I did the master's when I was about 65. Decided that age isn't a barrier.
Absolutely not. Wow, amazing. So both of the stories you submitted are obviously now published on the Ringwood website. Could you tell us a little bit about your winning story, Kitten Heels?
Yes, that one came about quite early on. I mean, it's a number of years ago that I wrote that first draft of that story. It's gone through numerous drafts and it's been sent out. What I tend to do is send stories out just to test them, see if they get listed anywhere, if they've got legs. And this one's done quite well. I call her she, sorry.
I love it.
She, Anne-Marie, she got listed several times over maybe 10 submissions. And I kind of put it away for a while. And then I saw Ringwood's competition and I thought, oh, this might be a good competition for Anne-Marie because she's Scottish, Scottish language. I'll shove her in there, see how she does. And she did very well. So I'm pleased about that. But yeah, that's a story that's been in the writing for years.
I'm glad it's successful. I mean, you don't see a lot of books written in the Scots dialect, apart from obviously Irvine Welsh and things like that. It's nice to see it more in modern lit at the moment. This year, you are one of the judges for Ringwood's 2023 short story competition. What is it that you're going to be looking for short stories this year?
I suppose, firstly, something that just works altogether. There's nothing in the story that jars, that everything holds together and it makes complete sense in its own way. It doesn't have to be logical, but it has to have an inherent sense in itself. So I'd be looking for that. What's good writing? I don't know. There's just a whole array of possibilities, really. But something that grabs you and you don't want to put it down, you don't want to forget it. It's a bit nebulous, really. I'd have to read the stories.
Yeah, those are really, really good answers. You're right. Short stories are great. They often tend to grab you from the start, which is something I love about Kitten Heels. I think the opening line is just so evocative and you're really just hooked from the very first line. The maximum word limit for competition entries here is 3,000 words. So how do you think the limitations on word count make writing a short story different from writing a novel or something else?
I just think a short story just lasts as long as it lasts. Sometimes it's 2,500, sometimes it's 2,000. Very rarely under that for me, but I know a lot of writers who can write a good short story in under 1,000 words. And sometimes it will go on to maybe 4,500. Five is probably my limit in a short story. Other people will have different limits. It just depends. I don't really write a short story to a competition's maximum words. I usually look at the competition, see what the maximum word is, and see if I've got a story there unpublished that I can submit. So that's the way I do. I wouldn't write it for a competition's limit. But yes, you know that it's going to be a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 word story, then you don't hang about describing a lot of things. You don't have the space.
Your stories seem to get straight to like an emotional sort of core, especially your runner-up story. What was it? Next Up?
Next Up, yeah.
That one, I think because it's such a limited word count, you definitely sort of punch straight to an emotional core. Like when she's talking to the woman at the end about her visiting for the last 5 years, I think it's very much more emotionally punchy because you're in such a limited word count. I think you've really sort of captured the essence of like a human interaction there that I thought was quite beautiful. So in prep for the competition, you're also going to be speaking at our short story seminar in Hillhead Library on the 22nd of October. So have you got anything planned for that? What are you going to be touching on?
It depends on who's going to be attending. If it's people who are interested in how to write a good short story or how to develop their skills in short stories, I can do a bit of work on that and give them some answers to that. If they're interested in competitions, I can give them some steers on that. And, you know, if they want texts or whatever to look at, I can give them some examples. I find really useful.
Amazing. Have you got any advice for people that are wanting to start getting into writing short stories or trying their hand at it, maybe?
Just start. Get a notebook out. I use a notebook. I know not everybody uses notebooks. They use their laptops or their computers. But just start. Just start writing. Just get something down on a white space and don't worry what it is. Just whatever comes into your mind is some kind of free thinking, something you're interested in, anything like that. Just get something down and then you can shape it over 10 years even. So that's the hardest thing for me, is starting and getting something on the page. And once I've got that and I pick up the pace, then I get a character, I have a voice, I have a situation, and then I can put it away for a while and then it'll start to roll in my head and I can go back to it. So that's the way I work. That's the way it comes out for me. But other people might be very different. I know some writers, even short story writers, will have a plan about what they want to say, and they'll have that plan, they'll have scenes and they'll set it out and then they'll fill it in. I don't tend to write that way.
I like the concept of characters sort of living in the back of your head until you find the right moment for them to come into the story. Are you working on anything at the moment? Have you got any projects in the pipeline, as it were?
I'm always starting short stories. I've got notebooks all over the place. Some of them don't get lifted out of the notebook. They just don't have the legs and they don't get typed up. So I've probably got about 3 or 4 of those going on at the moment. And 1 or 2 of them might make it, but others won't. So I just keep writing short stories. I do write poetry from time to time, but I haven't done much of that this year. But once I get into a sort of poetry rhythm, then I'll do maybe 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy doing that too.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Do you submit your poetry anywhere?
Yeah, I've had some success with poetry. I have a few bits published, so that's good. And I don't know if you know about Rhymers. Nine Arches Press in England run a yearly Primers competition. When I came out of the Masters, I think that was 2016, something like that, I shoved some poems into this competition and won with another 3 poets. So there were 4 of us who were published in the first Primers publication. And it was dialect poems. So I was really pleased about that. And yeah, that was great. And that's gone on now, year after year, and it publishes new poets. Good opportunity for poets.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I like the, especially dialect poetry, sort of giving a voice to underrepresented voices, I suppose. And it's also good for getting into writing if you're just out of your master's and things like that.
So have you ever explored any longer forms of writing than short stories?
I have expanded the story into a novel, Kitten Heels.
Oh.
And that came about from, I recognised that I was writing 3 or 4 stories of 4 different characters in dialect, and they started to sound like the same person. And I thought, this is the same person. But anyway, that was fine. I had a short story collection, which I sent to an agent. And I know agents don't really take on short story writers, but I just thought I'd have a go. And this agent came back and said she was really interested in this character. And why don't I write a novel on this character? And she would look at it. And I thought, oh God, I'm going to have to do a novel. So I wrote the novel and sent it to her. And then she wanted it changed quite markedly. And I did a little bit of that, but I don't think it was enough for her. So that kind of died to death. So I put the novel away in a drawer and just carried on with my short stories.
Was it a big jump going from short story to novel writing? Was your writing process a lot different?
I've yet to find out, I think, because I actually wrote it like the chapters were short stories, one after the other, and then tried to link them together as much as I could. But when I sat down to do a chapter, I just wrote a short story, about 30 of them, and tied them all together. So I don't know if it works as a novel. I suppose it may do. It's yet to be seen.
Well, you could just call it a short story cycle Some of my favourite books are short story cycles. I really enjoy that medium.
That's good. I remember that.
You don't have to say it's a novel, you know.
Amazing.
And we're also joined by our fellow Ringwood intern, Rachel, who's in charge of organising the Ringwood short story seminar. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So could you tell us a little bit about the seminar and what we can expect from it?
Yep. So it's on the 22nd of October, and we will be joined by Maureen Cullen and also Rob McInroy, two very good writers we're lucky to have here at Ringwood. Hopefully, you know, we'll have them talk a little bit and get inspired and get some community feeling with short stories. And hopefully we'll give everyone a little bit of a chance to, like Maureen says, just put a pen to paper, just write something, see what comes of it, and share that with your fellow writers. Hopefully, you know, if you have a short story that's been gathering dust or a character that you want to bring to life, you'll get some ideas there and get to hear Maureen talk a little bit more.
That sounds perfect. I love writing seminars for that reason, because writing can be such a solitary experience, and it's really nice to be able to experience the community aspect of it as well, and sharing your writing with other people and reading other people's work. So yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you find a good story and you get to write a good story, have a look at the competition, you could enter it, get £100.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wonderful. It was lovely to have you on. We're looking forward to seeing everything you do next and hearing who wins the short story competition.
Thank you so much.
The competition was set up in 2020 to celebrate the best of Scottish short fiction. The winning writer receives a prize of £100 and publication on our website. This year, we're also adding two new prize categories to the competition, the first of which is the Leela Soma Prize. Named after late Ringwood author Leela Soma, this prize will be awarded to the best entry from a writer of colour. We are also introducing the Grant Muir Prize, named after late Ringwood Company Secretary Grant Muir, which is restricted to entries from existing or previous Ringwood interns, staff or authors. Each of these prize winners will receive £50. Entries should be under 3,000 words and must be submitted electronically before Friday the 1st of December. More information on how to submit is found in our episode description, and we look forward to reading your work.
The Ringwood Short Story Seminar will be held in Hillhead Library on the 22nd of October at 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there.